Hey, teacher friends, I want to make sure that you know about my two children's books from the Caring Critters series, Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle. These children's books are invaluable tools for teaching social-emotional skills in your classroom. In Felipe the Feeling Frog, kids walk alongside Felipe as he discovers that all feelings are okay, and he learns practical strategies for regulating his emotions. Felipe and his friends in the book help children identify and manage feelings like sadness, happiness, frustration, making emotional learning engaging and relatable. Then there's Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, where Trixie explores the difference between expected and unexpected choices. Through her journey, children learn how to make thoughtful decisions that positively affect their friends and understand the importance of respectful behavior. Both books feature the charming illustrations of Denise Walker, which bring these important lessons to life in a way that kids can easily connect with. And they're written by me, a kindergarten teacher who understands the social-emotional needs of young students. Enhance your classroom with Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, and watch your students thrive in their social-emotional development with the Caring Critters series. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe, and today we're talking about foolproof subplans, because you will get sick, and it's really good to have subplans that work smarter, not harder, and that better support not only you, but your sub. So let's get into it. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. How to create simple yet effective subplans. So when we write a subplan, you want to keep in mind that literally anyone could be stepping in to be your sub. This is not a diss to anyone that's a sub. I was a sub. Like, it could be someone amazing. It could be someone who's trained to be a teacher, but it also could be someone straight out of high school who's not trained to be a teacher and maybe is not even interested in education, but they're doing this to fill their time. Like, that's fine. We need subs. But all I'm saying is we want to write our sub plans for someone assuming that they don't know the ins and outs of education, because they don't have to be a sub. So we want to outline the routines in our sub plan. For example, don't just write dismissal. Be specific. At 2:45, students line up at the back door. So-and-so, you know, the announcement will call for the car pickup and the bus students. And when those students get called, those students can walk down the hallway to blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever it is that your routine is for dismissal, make it clear what it is for the sub. Don't just write dismissal. Even if you're like, well, my students will know, it doesn't matter. Write it down. Be specific. A lot of the, like, routines, I write a lot of extra detail for, like, emergency routines or dismissal routines or classroom management, that kind of stuff, I put in my sub binder. If you want to check that out and have editable subbinder notes and things that you can use mine as like a starting point, you can get my subbinder, or you can get the bundle that has the subbinder and the lesson plans and activities as well. But in that subbinder, I also include some information about students. I put in like an envelope and I put a class list in there and I just write quickly next to the names, like, who are the students that need extra support? Who are the good helpers? I even put that on the sub plans themselves that say, like, so-and-so and Jack and Jill are really good helpers. I also put in the notes in the sub binder, like, are there any students learning English? Things like that. So again, the more specific that you can be, the better. The other thing that I recommend doing for foolproof sub plans is having familiar activities for students. The less instruction that the sub has to give, the better. Use activities that your students already know, but you can change out the content for whatever's going on with what they're learning about. This is why I love doing bingo games. I have a whole bingo pack that you can get that has the spectrum of activities for kindergarten, like all the kindergarten content in bingo form. But that way, the kids know how to you play bingo once with them, and then they'll know how to play bingo. And then anytime you have a sub, just pull out one of the bingo games and change it up for whatever content you're learning about. And that's a great time filler right there. It's engaging. It's related to academics. And it'll be easy for the kids to be expected because they'll already know what to do. Another thing that I love pulling out for subs are my dice games. I have monthly dice games. And so it's like the same games, but different monthly themes. Roll and write, adding one, using with one dice or adding two, some addition games, partner, roll and cover, that kind of thing. You can get that whole monthly dice pack bundle in my shop. And then you can just pull out, okay, you're going to be out for a day in October. Boom, grab the October dice games, put them out for the sub. There's your math. Boom, done. Easy peasy. And the kids will already have known how to do it because you'll just have to do it once and then they'll know how to do it. I mean, the more you'll give a reminder, but they will have seen it before. So it won't be like teaching something brand new to them. And that's where you can run into trouble with sub plans. So that's why it's good to pick activities that yes, you'll have to teach a basic refresher or introduce the version they're using that day, but they know the basic structure of how to play bingo or how to do roll and write. You can also, like, as you get later on in the year, you can stick to your routines, which is a good idea for the most part. So if you do math stations, you could, if you feel comfortable, depends on the group, that how I feel, you could leave the math stations for them. You could leave a math book to start out the math lesson and then have them go off and do the dice games or go off and do the math stations. For reading, read a book to them and then have them go off and do their reading just like they would if you were here. It's just that the sub isn't going to be doing like a full-on reading lesson. But the more that you can keep the routine instead of doing a whole brand new activity, the better. So having kids go off and read in their reading spots is good. And like I said, be very specific about what that means, how they won't necessarily be at their desk with their name tag and how they should be reading quietly. Like, what are the expectations so that the sub knows and the kids can't trick the sub saying like, oh no, we always get to do this. Like, no, you don't get to read with stuffed animals every day. Nice try. And what's great is that you can take those lesson plans that you're writing with all the details and all of the, you know, information on routines, and you can use them again and again. Have that be a template. I talk a lot about this in a previous episode, how to work smarter, not harder when planning for a sub, but having a sub tub and emergency sub plans is the game changer. So every year at the start of school year, I make sure to have emergency sub plans every year that has the new, that, you know, the current Monday schedule in place, the current Tuesday schedule, Wednesday schedule, Thursday schedule, Friday schedule. And I write out the detailed description of the routines. And I take that and I make a copy of it every time I'm making a new sub plan. And all I do is switch out like a couple of the activities for the Monday that I'm out. I change out a couple of activities in the Monday sub plan and boom, I'm ready to go. It takes me 10 minutes, I'm not even kidding, to make sub plans. Because all I'm doing is switching out a couple activities for what I want to do that week based on the curriculum, based on what they're learning, based on things I have to get done. And there it is. So if you want those emergency lesson plans, like I said, you can get them in my sub tub bundle. The other thing I have in the sub tub is actual activities that you can grab and go and you can use at any point in the year. And they're activities that are engaging, but are not difficult to explain or set up or any of that. And so highly recommend having that ready to go so you can just grab and go with those activities. And they're really helpful if you're out like last minute, like you wake up at 3 a.m. with stomach bug, because that in fact happened to me this year and it was not pretty. Or one day I woke up at 3 a.m. or 1 a.m., I don't know, to my husband having kidney stone pain and we had to go to the emergency room. And I literally wasn't able to make sub plans because we were in the emergency room until like 8 in the morning or something like that. Or even 9. Like, I literally couldn't make sub plans. And so I had already shared my emergency sub plans with my team and my kindergarten assistant. And I texted them and said, I'm in the emergency room with my husband and I can't make sub plans. Please use the emergency plans. And they did. They made it work. And so because I had that ready to go. And in the emergency plans, like I said, it's very simple activities that can be used any point. They're, all the activities can be found in my sub tub. So all they had to do was go to sub tub, find the activity, pull it out. Boom. Done. Easy peasy. So I highly recommend doing all that towards the beginning of the year because you just never know when you're going to need it. So take the time now and you'll be very thankful for when you are out that you just have to spend 10 minutes editing a few activities. Boom, you're done. And that you have a grab and go box of activities that you can use for subs. And if you are looking for more support, like I said, I have a whole other episode on planning for a sub and all that. So this was focused more on how to make the lesson plans that are foolproof. And the other one is more about like in general planning for a sub, like how to work smarter, not harder. So check that out if you need. And either way, definitely send me a message on Instagram to let me know you're listening, you're enjoying the episode. You can use the code word sub to let me know you've been listening to this episode, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.